Hey everybody, Erin Albert, we're moving on. 31 days of farm awesomeness right here. This very podcast, the Edutainer podcast. Today's featured pharmacist I met through a past life working in senior care pharmacy. And today, she actually is working at the intersection of pharmacy and technology. Her name is Lisa Morris. And currently, she serves as the Executive Director of Clinical Services at Consana. And Consana is an organization that kind of lies at clinical pharmacy and clinical outcomes and technology. And what I love about Lisa, number one, is her creativity. She's super creative as a pharmacist. Number two, that means that she's super open-minded about being a pharmacist. And number three, that plays throughout her career. If you look at her LinkedIn profile, which I'm sharing with you all today in show notes, you'll see that she's worked in senior care pharmacy, she's worked in clinical, she's worked in consultant pharmacy. She's worked in hospital sections as well, nursing and medical staff, as a hospice pharmacist, believe it or not. And she's also a lifelong learner. Right now, she's working on a Master of Science in Biomedical Informatics at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston. So, super cool background, and one of the things that I love about pharmacy is that pharmacists like Lisa really do an awesome job at pivoting their careers and transferring on to different areas of practice and growing and developing their careers throughout, not just staying necessarily in one place. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I love those pharmacists that can pivot. I think that's a really excellent way to develop your professional career. And if you want an example, a model of that, Lisa Morris is your gal. So again, Lisa Morris, Executive Director of Clinical Services at Consana. Check out her LinkedIn profile and show notes today. Lisa, thank you for your inspiration, your farmspiration. And for all of you that have been following the series, we'll be back tomorrow. Another awesome pharmacist for your consideration during American Pharmacist Month. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon. Take care.